This is Ia Dossie with WSQL News. Because of our mild winter, plants have bloomed about a month early. This means many more tender plants than normal are out and could die from a frost or freeze. Since most of Western North Carolina is under a frost freeze warning tonight, homeowners and gardeners are advised to cover their plants with a soft, breathable cloth like a bed sheet, but not plastic. Gardeners and homeowners are encouraged to remove their plant covers once it warms up so their plants can breathe. The Asheville Citizen-Times reports that Panther five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Steve Smith has agreed to a contract extension that will likely keep him with Carolina for the remainder of his NFL career. The new contract runs through the 2015 season. Smith's current contract was to expire after the 2012 season. Smith, who turns 33 in May, has spent all 11 years with the Panthers. He was selected to the Pro Bowl last season after catching 79 passes for 1,394 yards, with 7 touchdowns playing alongside rookie quarterback Cam Newton. According to a new national report that looks at every county in the United States, Transylvania County is a relatively healthy place to live. In Monday's edition of the Transylvania Times, a story reports that the county was ranked 24th overall healthiest out of North Carolina's 100 counties, according to the report, which was compiled by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The rankings are based on several factors, including health care access, community safety, lifespan, tobacco use, and obesity. For health behaviors, Transylvania County ranks 9th in the state, clinical care 8th, and physical environment 9th. And according to a press release, the Grove Park Inn Resort and Spa in Asheville is under contract to be sold, and an extensive $25 million renovation is planned for the resort, which was built in 1913. The inn's current owner, Salmons Enterprises Incorporated, is selling the property to Denver-based KSL Capital Partners LLC. The sale is expected to be completed in the next 30 days. KSL is planning to renovate the resort's public areas, guest rooms, dining outlets, meeting spaces, and spa as part of the Grove Park Inn's 100th anniversary celebration in 2013. Following the acquisition, the Grove Park Inn will continue to operate as an independent luxury resort under the management of KSL Resorts, an independent hotel management company. And this has been Ia Dossie for WSQL News.